everybody. I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors. Could we all rise, please, and join Alan in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Ladies and gentlemen, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call is taken by Fred Show, Alderman Prescott, with the exception of Director Callahan and Vice President Berger.
Thank you very much. This is the time for public comment. If anybody in the audience, either virtually or live, has any comments they'd like to make on any items that are not agendized, this would be the time to make those comments. I'm going to start online. If you would like to make any public comment, please indicate by unmuting yourself and or raising your hand.
No one has their hand raised.
Okay. Then is anybody in the room that would like to make any public comment? Okay. Hearing none, I will close public comment and move to the consent calendar. Is there a motion to accept?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That would be 3-4, and then 2 absent. Do I have to say that?
We do.
Okay. Oh, because it's not unanimous? Oh, okay. We have no area agency reports. I would, at this point, invite Anthony Harper from Veolia up to the microphone to give us a brief summary of what's happened over the last. I didn't mean anything by that.
So you asked for brief, but officially I've got 2 months presentation.
That's fine.
So I can
take all the time you need.
I'll do my best to shorten September's data or October before because we basically said the same thing in November.
Okay.
However, I've just hit the highlights for October because there was some differences. So good evening, board. Thank you all for sitting down and listening to how your water and wastewater plants are doing in the last couple of months. Safe working days as of the end of September, we're at 4,781 safe working days, so a number we're proud of. We've covered several topics with OSHA requirements, California requirements, and things like that we've had to complete every year. We also were grateful to sit in with the town staff, and we were all trained on CPR and first aid. So that was a pretty great event, good collaboration, and even the vendor that we selected, I think, was made it much better than the boring monotone training that I've seen over the years. So I think that's a good thing. Appreciate being a part of that with the town. So real quickly, for the month of September's data, all the wells are active, still moving up to the grid. Well 5 is still on emergency standby, but it's considered an active well. On the next slide, both water plants as of that month hadn't quite gotten out of peak flow. You can see North Newport was still kind of taking the lead a little bit, but our total production was 104 million gallons for the month, and Southern Upper Corat was 6,715 gallons. So but to get our trends for oil again, this time of year and looking back over the year, you can start seeing where you guys started coming out of our peak season finally. And we started getting some rain, so that's good. Newport, same thing, just again a different trend, a little bit more water coming out of that plant. So on water compliance, we took 20 coliform samples, 0 were positive for a coliform. We had 0 water quality complaints. However, we did flush 7 hydrants and exercise the hydrant valve associated with them. That was regarding the water main break in front of basically a little plant in a school there during that time. So that's where that was from. We do try our best to observe the governor's request for drought. Even though we're allowed by law to flush the hydrants and things like that, we try to conserve as much as we can. So it wasn't us out there just blowing hydrants. It was specifically for that leak. On the next page, wastewater. We got all 15 lift stations are looking really good. Currently running fine, and all of them have had their annual service completed. We have completed the clean out and the pool, where we actually pull each pump and the wet wells. We clean them off, de-rag them, service them, and put them back in the pool and clean the wet well itself. So as of this date, we're above the leader. On the next page, the wastewater plant. Wastewater plant 2 is still handling it. And this time last year, we were at 34 million gallons this month, and this year we're at 33.9, so we're pretty stable. No chemicals being used other than polymer for the bell press. That's pretty typical this time of year. We are holding off on disposing of our solids a little bit longer. If you'll remember, we had to digest pond down this time last year into the early months, so that put us behind on our actual solar drying. So we're going to try to make up the difference and get as much out at the end of this year, and we probably won't start the solar until January, February, just to make that balance out so we don't hit the next calendar year harder than we did this year. So, again, next page, the flow for wastewater plant 2. Pretty typical this time of year, nothing really to alarm about. And our average flows are looking good as well. And let's see. Electrical conductivity. Okay. We'll handle this one again on the next one, but you can see as of September's data, because we're still in peak flow, that number from August to specifically September actually went up. A lot of that is due to peak flow, and that is, if you look at the trend across the month, or in this gauge there, from September to September, if we weren't going calendar year, that scale is already over 2,500, and our limit is 2,400. So don't be too alarmed, because in the next report, you're going to see that we're actually able to lower it a little bit. So we got some good news. Again, specifically on the numbers, BLD removal, 1.13. All of our numbers are well within the requirements. 99.6% BLD removal, 99.3% TTS removal. Again, conductivity as of September data was 2431, so 31 over the limit. Again, that average will be calculated at the end of the calendar year, and if we're over, it would be a minor fine. SSOs and customer complaints and customer inquiries were related to the water. On this side, the wastewater, the customer inquiries were due to the SSO that happened in September with the bridge line crossing. And that is the force main from Newport lift station. So that was our only complaint. The inquiries were specifically about the houses that were nearest to that point. So, nothing outside of that. Any questions for the data in September data?
No, but a related question to the SSO.
Okay.
So all the wastewater coming from the west side of Discovery Bay,
correct,
goes to that force main? I thought it was out on Highway 4. I thought we had it.
That's after this particular point.
Okay.
So, this point is basically the HOAs. So all the HOAs feed eventually into Newport, and then Newport turns to the force main and is pumped almost all the way to the pump station. There is a gravity section about Wayfair Court area-ish that it becomes gravity, and then it's pumped the rest of the way to the pump station.
What about from Centex, Pacific Waterways? That's out on Highway 4, and that's a force main?
Correct.
It disjoins then?
No, they run parallel.
Okay. So. All right, thank you. Just trying to keep up on things, and trying to remember what's going on.
Data for October. We had 4,781 safe working days for this month. Continue working on our safety requirements for the year. During October, we actually started bringing in a lot of our new region. Really taking on our new world of where we basically corporate of Boston is giving our regions their own power. We have started hiring, let's just say, West Coast specific expertise in the things that we do. Our managers, our billing clerks, our safety and financial and things like that. These are folks that speak our language here. They deal with California's laws and things like that. So not only have they taken on these new roles, but we are actually inviting them to the sites to sit down and meet with you guys, to see us face to face and see what we deal with every day. So one of our first visitors was our new safety coordinator for corporate. And I will tell you, I definitely don't mean this to brag, but we got extremely high ratings on our safety with internally with the office. So, and that's speaking a lot, considering all we have going on, specifically the wastewater plant, too. There's a lot of eyesores there, mm-hmm. There's a lot of construction, it's very confusing. But to have somebody with a fresh set of eyes that's never seen Discovery Bay, is not that familiar with the OIT, has come in and saw our site and gave us very, very high ratings. I thought that was something, and took my team out to dinner and said thank you.
It's wonderful.
So I hope we keep that up and just make it even better. So, next slide. All water, six water wells are again active. With five still on emergency standby. On chemicals, you can start to see the flow and Newport's balanced out a little bit better. And you will see that in the next month's report. But we're again at 100 and, we are at 46 million gallons of Willow, and we're at 41 million gallons out of Newport. So that's how quickly we're coming out of peak flow. So once we balance that out, that's good, because Willow, all the wells pumping into Willow are the lesser level of conductivity, which is good for us this time of year. On the next page, we've got the slides for Willow's production. Again, it's kind of stabled out, and you can see it's come down just a little. Same thing with Newport. As far as the water compliance, 20 California samples collected, we had no positive results, no water complaints, no hydrant flushing, no valve exercise, and has been done. Now, this is the time of year that once we get through the holidays, we will begin our annual hydrant flushing and valve exercising. So, and we will also begin the SRAT inspections of our mammals. So that's what we start getting into in our upcoming season. On the next page, all 15 lift stations are still active. No emergency issues to report. On wastewater plant 2, we were down last month to 30 million gallons. And again, this time last year we were at 31, so pretty close. Still only using polymer. Our training for flows reflect the same, looking pretty good. And I will specify, so see that dip, if anybody asks, so the total flow from the wastewater treatment plan, if you look at October's data, it's almost at the bottom third. Some of that is because of the headworks bypass. So some of the gauge or equipment that is used to test that shoulder drop, you'll see that come back to normal in the next month's data.
So the monitoring does not allow for the bypass that we're doing as
right, we had to move it.
Gotcha.
So essentially, we had to move the sampler, move the
gauge.
Gotcha. So it's trying to catch back.
So that explains that anomaly then.
Absolutely. So, and average flow rate. So if you look at the average, it looks more normal. So it was just that total that dropped out like that. Okay. Let's go come. So, notice we were able to drop it. If you look at October's scale, if you look across there, we were at the October sample was just under, right at 2300. So how did we drop that from being over the limit to that fast? The best answer for y'all is kind of what we were thinking. I think we were talking about this before. We were getting the same quality or same water quality, high conductivity, higher salinity, and higher TDS that has been known and played well 5. We are seeing it being pulled into well 7. Well 7 is the newest well. It's also the biggest producer on Newport's side of the system. And Newport is the biggest operating plant during peak flows. So as soon as we got out of peak flows, and y'all saw the difference in last month and then, of course, October's data, how much it dropped. Just by isolating well 7, and allowing Ford to do most of the work from Newport and allowing Willow to take that load, we were able to drop the conductivity for almost 100. And that's just in 1 month. So what we also did was, in an effort to try to make sure we were trying to get as close as we could under the limit, so to try to avoid a minor fine this year, the original sample we collected in October is always taken about the first week of the month. We try to get it early so we're never procrastinating on it. We took the first sample, we were still in peak flow, and that number was high. By law, we were reporting that it was official sample. However, it is up to us, and this is an average. So we waited 2 weeks, peak flow went down, and we sampled again. We paid for the additional sample, we got it out there, and lo and behold, within 2 weeks, we got a much lower reading. So that second set, even though it doesn't void the original sample, it does help the average over time. So if I can do that, the November sample, December sample, we should be barely on the line.
Because of the rolling average?
Absolutely. That's our effort.
So this mystery that's been going on for 13 years in my life, connectivity. When I started, our limit was at 1,900. And we've kept getting it increased little by little by little because we can't seem to get a grip on it. But you're now coming up with some logical reasons that we had not been able to isolate before, and which makes it manageable. Is that kind of, is that the direction we're going with it?
Let's add a second. Let's just say earlier this year, about April-ish, let me back up, toward the end of last year and early this year, we had done some investigative sampling on the groundwater for the wells, just in addition to what the state requires. And we were chasing the idea that could it be groundwater? At that point, we were thinking all the salinity is softeners, is things like that. We know the groundwater had higher conductivity, higher salinity than typical. However, we weren't thinking it was that high. And so what happened was we started digging in, we got some results, and then we started focusing on specifically well 7, well 5. Could we abate well 5? Could we rehab it to where we don't have to abandon it kind of thing? And then over time, as we started sampling, and now we're sampling every month for these additional samples. Over the last, since April of this year, we started seeing well 7 continually rise. And it is geographically the nearest well to well 5 on the same aquifer. And it's the biggest user. So it makes sense that it's pulling this water that would have been used from well 5 into the direction of well 7, and now our numbers are starting to match. So that's what now we know more about what's going on, what's happening, and we have a better idea of all right, what are our options. So.
All right. We'll discuss that more in the waterways.
Here, just a point for clarification, because I'm not quite sure how the process works. Can you explain where you get the sample from and how that process works?
Directly at the well.
So you go to each well and...
So we do monthly the drinking water system itself, and including the groundwater, under the groundwater rule for a public water system, we have to sample directly at the wells anyway. Now, most of, in this report, you'll see the coliform samples. Those are samples that are taken specifically in the distribution system. They're required monthly as well. But on the groundwater rule, we actually have to sample the well itself. However, the parameters for groundwater rule aren't as for the coliform or the free chloride, things like that. They also have over a year, 3 years, 5 years, things like that. They have additional samples. And that's when they dig into a lot of the secondary contaminants. Technically, TDS, really, some of these things like that are secondary. They don't pose a risk to health. But they can be a nuisance, they can be a problem. And we're seeing the problem with wastewater on the fall side right now. So that's why, because they're secondary, I'm still trying to see, all right, how bad is this going to get? Because it's causing us problems with our options before the state comes and goes, all right, you got to do something, it's going to be.
But is the results, so do you take all those samples and then do an average of them, and that's what the result, the data we're looking at?
They're specifically to that well. Now,
okay.
Because the well's combined in the treatment plant and then it's going to the distribution system, the overall reading, it is the mix or the blend of the plant.
Which is the data that you're presenting.
That's
reported.
That's what's up. But specifically, we're looking at where our problem is the worst and what's causing it. So hopefully it'll mitigate it spreading and worse if possible.
Thank you.
Ongoing BOT, again, we're definitely under our limits. And if you look at our average, from just that one extra sample in the 1 month we really take, we're able to get it down to 24-17. Mm-hmm. So that's two more months. If we don't take additional samples, if they're good, and they probably will be, as long as we're at 24-7, we should be able to get that number under, under 2400. We'll be able to penalty this year. And then toward the end of next year, we're going to be renegotiating the permit for the wastewater outfall anyway. And the state has given us pretty much a verbal that there's room to increase the conductivity limit on the wastewater outfall. So that's our effort. Then last page.
No SSO.
Flip to it. No SSOs and no customer inquiries for the month. Any questions?
Nice job.
Thank you for summarizing that for us, and have a great vacation. We'll see you back here next month.
I hope so. Thank you.
I hope so.
Okay, item F, Monica, you're up with regards to some issues with the Orbison.
Good evening. Yeah, no issues. Just at the September 21st Board of Directors meeting, the board approved staff's recommendation to place the holiday tree here in the grass area at the community center from where it originally was across the street. After we had some rain and we kind of looked and discussed, and I met with community member Rita Caruso, we thought probably better to move it to the center area. It's front and center. We cleared out the area. We're going to be doing just a little light upgrades in that anyway. We've got electrical right there, so cords won't have to be run across the grass, and it won't damage our grass, which Bill got looking so great. Met with her. She absolutely loves it. So we just are looking for board's approval to change the location that you originally agreed upon. Any questions?
No questions from me.
No questions. So I would entertain a motion.
Public comment.
To accept staff's recommendation on that. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any public comment on that? Well, yeah. Is there any public comment on the placement of the Christmas tree?
Not online.
Freedom of religion. Not from. the holiday tree.
Holiday tree, my apologies as well.
Is there any public comment, anything online? Okay, it seems pretty basic. Is there a motion to accept staff recommendation?
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And there are 3 ayes and 2 absent.
Thank you.
Catching on there. Okay, item number 2, I'm going to turn it over to Dina.
Okay. In 2023, the first regular board of directors meeting in January falls on the Wednesday after the New Year's holiday. Staff normally prepares, finalizes, and posts the agenda on Friday before the meeting. Due to the holiday, staff will not have returned to work in time to prepare and post the agenda 72 hours before the board of directors meeting. Staff recommends that the January 4th, 2023 regular board of directors meeting be canceled. The next regular board of directors meeting would take place then on January 18th, 2023 at 7 p.m. here at the community center.
Is that the end of your report? Any public comment with regards to cancellation of the January 4th meeting? Anybody in the room? No? Hearing none, I'll close public comment and entertain a motion.
Motion to approve staff recommendation.
Just jump in there.
Jeez. We got a nice little flow going if you second it.
Well, I second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
The censor on the board.
All those in favor of staff's recommendation, For item F2, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And there are two absent. Three ayes, two absent. And Aaron, you're up. A back truck update. Oh, this is exciting.
Yes, it is.
Getting tired of looking at that old international.
Evening. So I just have a quick update. There's a few photos attached. The first one is of our new back truck.
Hey, there she is, huh?
Mostly assembled. The few pictures after this is a kind of a walk around the truck of it being fully assembled and painted. I heard back maybe 2 weeks ago from Nico that the truck is in, it's ready to ship. So they're shipping from the East Coast to us here, or to Nico in Vacaville. And as soon as they get it there, they're going to do their 100-point inspection on it, make sure everything is top-notch. Then they're going to contact us and set up a delivery date and training for it, and we're hoping that's going to be probably the second week of December.
Wow. That's ahead of schedule. Quite a bit, huh?
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
I think we looked in spring, I think, before. That's great. Where's the plant located? You know?
Where's the what?
That plant located.
That I don't know. It's on
Pennsylvania.
They said it once, and then that was it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is exciting news.
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
I thought it was in Pennsylvania. Yeah,
Johnstown.
I don't know why I knew that, but I thought
cool,
it was.
Cool. Yeah, the third picture. That's.
Oh, I'm not looking at the picture.
Yeah.
So you're not as smart as you think you are. Right? Third picture, where do you see that?
Or the last picture of the truck.
The back of
anyway,
the truck.
Anyway, guys, thanks. Oh, it's on the mud flap.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the mud flaps were made in Pennsylvania. It's a different kind of a different configuration from what we had before, too, isn't it?
Yeah, everything's up front, up over the cab.
Yeah, and the tank's a different
back.
Shape.
Yep.
Fantastic. That's great news, Aaron. Thank you. I will be looking forward to having an efficient and compliant back truck.
Yep, I agree.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Next item is general manager's report. Ms. Breitsky. Ms. Breitsky.
On September 14th, 2022, an above-ground forced main pipe consisting of 12-inch glass line ductile line pipe failed, causing a sanitary sewer overflow, or SSO, at the Clipper Drive Bridge. Emergency measures were taken to temporarily clamp the leaking pipe and prevent further spillage. The spill was contained, cleaned, and reported to appropriate agencies. The temporary clamp fix requires a more permanent solution. Veolia Water has provided staff a scope of services for project management to replace approximately 80 linear feet of the existing pipe that failed with fused high-density polyurethane HDPE from flange to flange along the existing alignment in the bridge brackets. Veolia Water is subcontracting with W.R. Ford Associates, Inc. to perform the replacement. If you recall, W.R. Ford is the company that completed the water pipeline project in Edgeview and Discovery Bay Boulevard. They did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they did a
great
job.
A few months ago up there.
Yes. The project includes the work required to install additional isolation valves on either side of the bridge to isolate this portion of the pipeline if needed in the future and provide bypass pumping the flows while the work is being performed. Once the materials are in, which I understand the lead time is about 3 to 4 weeks, the construction timeline is about a week. The project cost estimate is about $163,710.
Thank you for that. Any comments from any of the board members?
No, this is good.
I just wanted to point out that I think that's a great choice going with W.R. Ford. They did a great job in managing traffic in a very highly trafficked area, the most highly trafficked area of Discovery Bay during their project down here, and it was pretty seamless based on where it was located. So I think that was a really good choice. I think they seemed to be a reliable contractor.
Is the clamp, though, I mean, can we just live with the clamp? Do we have to fix it?
I have heart palpitations. It keeps me up at night.
I know, I'm
just...
Sure.
I think four clamps on there right now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Four. There are four clamps on this pipe. No, we cannot live with it.
How long is a pipe made out of this material expected to last? I mean, did they give you like
30
that?
30 years.
30 years. Excellent. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you for that. Are there any individual director reports? Anything anybody in the directors want to comment on? The only thing I would like to say, and I'm sorry that Vice President Porter's not here, but I'd like to congratulate my colleagues in a successful campaign. And I personally appreciate the support of the town, and we hope to continue to represent well and do good things for our community. Brian, you have anything you want to add?
No, I hope we're not a little premature because it hasn't been certified yet, but I think the
good news is, it hasn't changed that much.
No.
Micro percentage points. With that, there are some written reports that were submitted. Sorry, is there a public comment on that? Anybody have anything they want to say?
No.
Okay. There's some written director's reports that have been submitted. They're listed there. No correspondence. And now I'll move on to our MAC responsibilities and turn it back over to General Manager Bryson.
Sure. Staff has reviewed the Contra Costa County Department of Conservation and Development Agency comment request dated November 4th, 2022, regarding the land use permit for the continued operation of an existing AT&T wireless telecommunications facility located at 1900 Willow Lake Road in Discovery Bay, and otherwise known as the Delta Community Presbyterian Church. Staff has no objection and recommends a comment of
Do I go to public comment for Mac? So at this point, I will go to public comment on this particular item under our Mac responsibilities. Does anybody have any comment with regard to the transmission towers? Nobody? Nothing? Okay, close public comment. Any comment from the board? Any further discussion?
No.
Is there a motion? Go ahead, Carolyn. Is there a motion to accept?
Oh, no. I'd like to make a motion that we accept on advice of the staff, the Municipal Advisory Council, CDLP-2202. 062.
That motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Always try to call me. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
Second.
Oh, is there a second, Brian?
Oh, yeah. I'll second that.
Okay. Now that the motion has been made and seconded, is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
The recommendation indicates by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes. Opposed? And there are two absent. Three ayes and two absent. Anybody have any future agenda items that they need to put on the currently? And with that, then I will move to adjourn the meeting.